Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk. And this morning we have some very special guests, Kristen Esposito and Stan Kravitz from American Dream. Now, guys, you're so welcome here. This is a place that I visited this year. And for me, it was incredible because you have everything in one place. So guys, tell us, you're here promoting the American Dream, right? Kristen, tell us about it.
American Dream is 3.2 million square feet of shopping, dining, and attractions.
We use a word, actually, that is made up. It's not a real word, but it's called retail-tainment, and it combines retail with entertainment.
Yeah, okay, just to give people an idea, Stan, first of all, it's this whole park or theme park, it's theme park, it's shopping. You have a snow village, you have an actual, what I thought was like a little ski resort. You've got Shrek in the wave pool. You've got the sand. Just give us an idea.
Nickelodeon theme park, which you are now a legend in, is the largest indoor amusement park in the Western Hemisphere. And it's everything from your toddler rides to, as you know, roller coasters and thrill rides as well. Right next door is DreamWorks Water Park, which is the North America's largest indoor water park. It even has a wave machine that in the off hours, we actually teach surfing lessons there as well. And then you can continue on. We have a full-sized NHL ice skating rink. We have mini golfs, an aquarium. We have Legoland. We have an observation wheel. We have the Tilt Museum. We have the Paradox Museum. It's just growing and growing and growing.
Kristen, for me, anybody, especially with families, even though I'm a big kid myself, first of all, I remember the weather outside wasn't great when we were there, right? There had been a bit of a foggy thing going on. But of course, you're completely weather resistant, which is fantastic, isn't it?
Absolutely. We love to see everybody. We always have a saying that you can ski in August and then you can surf in February. And it's also, we have the amazing shopping and dining as well. So it's not just the theme parks, but it's really a destination in and of itself.
Yeah, and I skied a lot all over the place over the years. You heard my joke about, you know, like the first ski instructor said to me, the best fun you'll ever have with your clothes on. And when we went in there, you had to get suited up and the temperature dropped and it was immersive. I mean, I could have been up in the mountains in Austria. It was incredible. Or in Vail. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's the only indoor ski slope in the Western Hemisphere. So we have a lot of firsts. We've got the biggest, we've got the best, we've got the most amazing shopping, we've got the amazing dining. And the real beauty of it is that it's only 4 miles from Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah, I loved the motto, every day is a snow day, Stan, right? That was great if you're a skier. And every day is a wave day as well.
It actually has a chairlift because it's 16 stories high.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it is, for people, when they'll have a look at the website, you'll see it is just as if you're in a ski resort. That's the beauty of it. You know, I mean, that I've been to places before where you do skiing and they're plasticky kind of runs. They're Mickey Mouse, really. But this is the real deal, which I loved.
We just had Lindsey Vonn, the world champion skier there. She did a race against one of our athletes, Eli Manning, the former quarterback of the New York Giants there.
Wow, amazing, amazing. And that is quite true about the location, isn't it? I mean, when I went there, actually, we stayed in Meadowlands, which was, I think, Secaucus. I stayed in one of the very nice sort of A-loft hotels there. I was surrounded there by great shopping and everything, but it was so close and also so close to the airport, which was fantastic.
Newark is only at the most 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
I actually live in Manhattan and it takes me 25 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely brilliant. I mean, in terms of staying, Kristen, you know, in terms of planning a trip there, what would you say to families? What would you say to people that, you know, time to spend there? Because I could, without joking, I could have stayed there a few days, no problem, because it's so big, really. There's so much, isn't it? You could focus on different places. And you do different kind of packages and tickets then for different options, I suppose you do?
Absolutely. I really believe that to experience it, you need to have a full day. You need a full day for it because you've got the water park, you've got the Nickelodeon universe, and then you want to also have time for shopping. The Irish love to shop. They love their fast fashion. And then we have wonderful dining options. So it really is a full day. You could use 2 days if you wanted to do, because if you don't want to choose between the two parks and you want to do both parks in one day, you absolutely can do that. But I would suggest really putting 2 days into it. And we have great hotels. It's a little bit more economical for you to stay in New Jersey and experience New Jersey than the Manhattan prices. But we are so close.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Tony was telling me that they do adult days as well there or something. Or there was like, you know, because when I was there, when I was skiing, whatever the time was, there was lots of kind of older people. There wasn't so many kids there. I guess probably they were at school, I'm sure, or something. But
right,
you can pick your times.
In fact, the whole complex, although extremely family friendly in the last year and a half, has really evolved into very adult friendly as well, with the addition of some of these full service restaurants, an addition of a cocktail bar called the Dream Bar, which actually looks right into MetLife Stadium, where the World Cup will be played in 2026. And we have the Mozzarella Bar, we have a Vinoteca wine bar. So
that's very good.
Everything has now evolved for everybody, something for everyone.
Yeah, and the big wheel there is incredible as well.
The Dream Wheel is about 300 feet high. The gondolas hold 16 people. They're totally weather controlled. And there's even two VIP gondolas, which have the Ferrari bucket seats. And so far, we've seen proposals in them. We've seen something we call promposals, when you want to ask them into the prom, and a lot of special events. And it looks at a beautiful view into the skyline of Manhattan.
That was really fantastic. The Vinoteca as well there. You could go and taste all these different wines.
64.
Yeah. And I was making a joke about, because you have all the different shops there. Of course, Irish people, as you know, they love shopping and the value is incredible. And then, of course, there was Primark as well, which I was like, oh, look, we call pennies here. It was like the massive Primark. So everything is really there for people, which is amazing. Mr. Beast's burger, the guy, the famous YouTube sensation, his burger, I tried it. It was fantastic. Yeah, it was a beast of a burger.
It's a beast.
That is his first ever physical store.
Yeah.
And when he premiered it, he came. We had about 20,000 people show up to greet him. And I believe that day he sold roughly 5,500 hamburgers in one day.
Wow. Well, I mean, I only had two. But my cameraman, his kids were, he knew all, he nearly dropped the camera when he saw Mr. Beast because of this phenomenon that this guy has become, I guess, you know. But really brilliant. The food was excellent quality. I really enjoyed it. In terms of pricing, Kirsten, as well, how does that work? I mean, you know, is there different packages?
Yes. So for the pricing, we have the water park can run anywhere from about $79 up to $99. And we have peak, non-peak, super peak, depending on if it's a holiday or if it is a weekday, it's a little bit less expensive. And then the Nickelodeon Universe can run anywhere from $49 to $79. So we also have the smaller attractions, and those attractions can be $20. I think the Dream Wheel now is about $29, right,
Stan? About $29 for the Dream Wheel.
Okay, right. Great. Yeah, that's very good pricing, really. And in terms of websites then, guys, what's the best website to go to?
www.americandream.com, which we have just launched actually a brand new version of it this week. So the timing is great.
Fantastic. And of course, we're served so well by flights from here. We have so many great flights into New Jersey, into New York. We're spoiled for choice. So all the major airlines fly there, which is fantastic. I was looking at prices the other day. Great prices as well, which is super. What was the name, Stan, of the, you don't remember the ride that I went on?
Went on the Slime Streak.
And then the one was like
the
surfboard.
The Shredder went on as well.
Now,
can still hear you screaming, Ed.
Yeah, if anybody wants to check out, by the way, Ed Finn Travels, we made a fabulous program about New Jersey this year, and the American Dream features prominently in that TV show, but it's on YouTube now, as I said. So if you want to check it out and want to watch me scream, you can go there as well. But guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. Kirsten Esposito and Stan Kravitz, thank you so much for joining us today on Travel Talk.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Ed.
Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.5.